I've got a collection of verses to share from the book of Proverbs this morning. All references will be from Proverbs. So when there's a chapter number, it is Proverbs chapter. I'd like to look at Proverbs for your tongue. And I have been amazed how much the book of Proverbs talks about the tongue, the misuse of the tongue, and the proper use of the tongue. And I want to start, we're going to start on the, largely on the negative aspect of the tongue. But in chapter 13, just to establish the importance of the use of the tongue and the refraining of the use of the tongue at times. 13:3, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. The use of your tongue, the misuse of your tongue, would you say is a life and death issue? You restrain your mouth, you bring it into subjection, you're keeping your life. You're preserving your life. You just let your mouth run on and on, it will lead to destruction. There's many times when we need to just keep our mouth shut. Many times when our opinion is not necessary, it's not appropriate, it's out of order, and we need to learn to distinguish when it's appropriate and when it's not. So we're dealing with life and death. 29:20. Some additional thought along that line. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Somebody who speaks before they've thought. There's more hope of a fool than of him. Do we realize that? Do we make it our habit to engage our mind before our mouth starts? You know, I want to say before we get too far that I've not perfected this yet. I'm working on it though. I catch myself on this one. Sometimes, I don't know how many times I get by without catching myself, but what is the intended purpose of me opening my mouth to say something? If I'm frustrated with a situation and I have a mind to say, stop. Will this help? Will what I'm about to say help the situation? Or will it only make it worse? If I'm frustrated and I open my mouth to say something to somebody from my family, somebody close to me, be careful. What am I trying to do? Am I just trying to spread frustration? Am I trying to make them hate me too? Make my troubles worse? Let's look at a number of misuses of the tongue. In chapter 1, starting at verse 10. Now some of these are things that I hope we all agree are so bad that none of us do it, okay? But it's in the book of Proverbs. So let's make sure we're not practicing it. Because it is a negative. And verse 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. You can use your mouth to entice people. If sinners entice thee. You notice they didn't tell the whole story. They were deliberately misleading. They only made mention about the possibility of getting great wealth, precious substance, which will fill our houses with spoil. They didn't say anything about their course leads to destruction. That their end is death. They didn't tell you that. Why not? That's the nature of enticement. It doesn't tell the whole story. Only tells part of the story. Tells the part that sounds good. Leaves out the rest. Let us not try and entice somebody into an evil way. If it's an evil way, refrain from advertising. Chapter 5, verse 1. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, and her steps take hold on hell. Flattery. Lips of a strange woman is smoother than oil. Everything she says sounds very good. But she does not tell you. Her feet go down to death, and her steps take hold on hell. You notice the way to escape? Attend unto my wisdom, bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion. I think discretion has a lot to do with knowing what's appropriate, being able to restrain yourself, keep yourself in check. That thy lips may keep knowledge. If you have wisdom and knowledge, it's going to safeguard you from the lips of a strange woman. And not only that,